Hey everybody, Rob Mauer here. Happy New Year. Today we are going to be talking about Tesla's Q4 delivery and production report. Tesla has just released the numbers, and we are seeing a record number for Tesla, 484,500 deliveries, almost 495,000 vehicles produced. Tesla says that this was split between 476,777 Model 3 and Model Y, 18,212 Model SX, and now Cybertruck. Usually this line would just be S and X, Tesla now lumping Cybertruck in on that line. For deliveries, 461,500 Model 3 and Y, almost 23,000 deliveries for other models. So actually a really nice bounce back on this line, the other model line from last quarter. If we look at that quarter, we had just about 13,500 S and X produced, just under 16,000 deliveries. So a big sequential increase in those other models. Obviously these are the more expensive models, so that should help out revenue and earnings a little bit as well. So we can see for the year, Tesla produced almost 1.85 million vehicles, deliveries of almost 1.81 million vehicles, just above the guidance that Tesla established early this year. So nice to see that. In terms of the earnings report, Tesla says that this will be reported on Wednesday, January 24th, and they'll have a conference call at 4:30 Central Time, 5:30 Eastern Time that day, of course, as well. So compared to consensus, this was just above consensus, about 1% higher on the delivery mark. Consensus was 480,000 or 500, just about that, around there. So nice to see that. It looks like the stock is reacting, at least right now, positively. In pre-market trading earlier, we were down maybe 0.5% to 1%. You can see NASDAQ futures right there are down a little bit today as well. So it looks like the market is reacting relatively positively so far. Nice to see the numbers come in a little bit above consensus. Nice to see Tesla achieve their initial guidance for the year, despite, of course, challenges throughout the year, interest rates, all this stuff that we've talked about throughout the year. Tesla, nonetheless, still exceeding consensus. Now, one thing I was hoping to see a little bit with this was, I didn't really expect it, but kind of hoped that Tesla would break out the Cybertruck. But since they are lumping it in with other models here, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to, you know, see as clearly, as specifically the Cybertruck ramp as it progresses. We're just going to have to kind of back that out of what we might expect from S and X otherwise. But as we have seen over the last couple of quarters again, that has been a little bit volatile, so it makes it a little bit trickier to exactly know what's going on there with the Cybertruck. In terms of production, this is definitely a little bit lower than what I expected. My forecast was somewhere around 509,000, so it looks like there was, at least to me, either lower production at Giga Berlin or Giga Texas, or maybe some downtime at Fremont. We do expect Model 3 Highland updates here at some point, likely in this quarter. Remember initially the Motor Trend review article of the Highland had said that January was the expected release for the Highland, and then they had corrected it and said that Tesla told them to update that to sometime in Q1. So it's possible that we did actually see a little bit of downtime for the Highland Model 3 in Fremont this quarter, which would have definitely impacted the production side for the 3 and the Y, which was the majority, or, you know, more than the majority of the forecasting miss on my end. So hopefully that leads to a quicker refresh for the Highland. Obviously, we'll keep a close eye on that. But in terms of the other models and certainly Giga Shanghai, we'll see the production number for Giga Shanghai here in about a week or so. And that'll give us a little bit of a better feel for, again, those other factories and Fremont as well. All right, so let's flip over and take a look at this in Excel real quick. So I have updated this with the production number of 494,889, rather. So you can see 3% below what my production forecast was. I didn't give a delivery estimate specifically, but, you know, right in the range of kind of expectations, I think, and coming in a little bit above consensus. So we'll look at deliveries in a second. Again, we should get Shanghai deliveries, or rather production, here in about a week or so. That'll allow us to get a better feel for Berlin and Texas and Fremont. My forecasts here were 10,000 higher across Berlin and Texas, so I've taken those down a little bit and then taken Fremont down as well. Fremont I lowered, even though we did see, again, S&X and Cybertruck production now. We'll have to break out this a little bit differently in the future production reports, but I had about 12,500 in here for S&X production for Cybertruck. Maybe we see a few hundred other for Cybertruck, but it's not going to be a huge factor, of course, yet. So those coming in maybe 6,000, 5,000 or so higher than my expectations. which means that 3 and Y somewhere else came in a little bit lower, so likely from Fremont's as well there. So production, you can see, up 15% quarter over quarter, up 13% year over year for the fourth quarter. And then if we do hop over to deliveries and take a look at kind of how this fits into the year, as well as for inventory, you can see I've got the 484,500 vehicles delivered in there. Again, 1.81 million for the year. Q4 then was up 11% quarter over quarter, 20% year over year. And this puts the total year up 38%. As we can see, the consensus, that was 1% below the actuals that we end up seeing here. The consensus for 2024 is 2.167 million. So I'm going to just do the quick math on that, since I had this but had forgotten it. It is 542,000 per quarter. So that's actually a decent size step up from where Tesla is at right now. Obviously, we're going to have Cybertruck contribute to that. And of course, we're going to have, you know, if there was any downtime this quarter relating to Highland, hopefully that can come out and help boost the quarterly production numbers as well. And then for Berlin and Texas, it does appear that both of those factories, again, we'll get a little bit more clarity when we have the Shanghai number, but it does appear that both of those factories right now are a little bit below capacity to where they could be. So if those can continue to ramp up further in 2024, that'll put this number, you know, in a more attainable position quarter over quarter. This year, though, 2024, it's going to be about the ramp of the Cybertruck. It's going to be about, you know, cost efficiencies in Tesla's factories and working towards the next generation of vehicles, right, with the Cybertruck. And of course, the, you know, not Model 2, whatever it ends up being. So very happy with the delivery number here. Again, a little bit disappointing for, relative to my forecast, at least on production. But hopefully we'll be able to determine a little bit more what caused that. And if there is something related to Fremont with Highland, then certainly that would change, you know, my reaction or how I feel about the production number here. So I'm gonna take a look at the comments, see what people are thinking, but overall looks like a pretty good report for Tesla here. Let's talk about inventory actually real quick. So as you can see, days of inventory, this is just calculated based off of the previous quarter's inventory that Tesla reports in their earnings report. So they give that in terms of days of inventory. We can roughly turn that into about 93,000 vehicles. Not a lot of significant digits there for us to work from, but gets us to about there. And then this quarter, we're seeing, of course, 10,500 vehicles or so more produced than delivered, which will increase that to a little over 103,000 vehicles in inventory. But if you run that same days of inventory calculation, we're going to be right around 16 days again. That calculation is based off of the quarterly delivery number. So as that quarterly delivery number increases, that increases what one day of inventory is going to be, which leaves us right around that same 16 days of inventory level, which, as you can see, has pretty much been the inventory level throughout the entire year. The last three quarters at 16 days, Q1 at 15 days. So I think it's a positive to see that holding steady. As we approached the end of the year, we didn't really see too many additional discounts from Tesla. We've got used vehicle prices that were reduced throughout the quarter, new inventory vehicles that had been reduced in terms of the discount offered from Tesla towards the end of the quarter. But we didn't really see any major promotions happening, some free supercharging here and there and things like that, but nothing too crazy from Tesla to end the quarter. So hopefully that means that with this record production and delivery report, you know, we should see better cost amortization across those deliveries. Hopefully that means pretty good things for margin if Tesla wasn't doing a ton of discounting or special promotions towards the end of the quarter. So of course, ahead of the delivery report on the 24th, of the earnings report on the 24th, we'll go through expectations for margins and revenue and things like that with this number. But as you can see here, relative to Tesla's history, this is about 20,000 vehicles more than the previous record. So again, hopefully that helps with some of those things in the earnings report. And certainly Tesla's strongest production quarter so far, also about 15,000 vehicles ahead of the previous record from Q2. All right, so let's take a look again at the stock. Let me flip back over to the browser. And the recovery from pre-market, earlier pre-market, continues. Tesla now up about 1%. So again, happy to see a nice reaction here. If nothing else, hanging around the levels that we've been at, that's nice considering if we all remember last year around this time, I guess it was a little bit before year end that the big drop to the $100 share price range had happened. So nice to see us starting off this year in a stronger position and hopefully beginning the day or beginning the year here with a nice day for Tesla following this report. All right, so let's see. Just going to take a quick look at the comments. I think we mostly covered things here. So there is no, let's just double check here, but there is no guidance or anything for 2024 here. You know, Tesla just saying grew deliveries 38%, grew production 35%. Thank you to all customers, employers, suppliers, shareholders, and supporters who helped us achieve a great 2023. And then, of course, we get the earnings date. But yeah, no delivery guidance. Not that I would have expected that here. It'll be interesting to see what Tesla says for the 2024 guidance. Presumably, we'll get that with the earnings report. I don't know that Tesla's going to give us a super specific number. Maybe they say something like more than 2 million or, you know, something in that range. But it'll be interesting to see what Tesla guides for as well. With the production number being a little bit lower, again, we don't have the analyst consensus production, but I assume this is a little bit lower than people would have thought. And some of the production figures that we looked at, you know, Piper Sandler was even a little bit higher than my forecast in terms of production, I believe. So with this being a little bit lower, again, depends on the reason. But if this is because of Berlin and Texas and maybe Tesla keeping those production levels a little bit lower, then we could see, even though the delivery beat here, if production's lower than expected, maybe we see this delivery consensus for the next year come down. But of course, that'll depend a lot on what Tesla says as well. All right, let's see. I'm just gonna again take a quick look at any comments. Somebody asked, what is my guidance for 2024? I wouldn't have guidance, I would have a forecast. I'm sure that's the question. I'm gonna, you know, put this into my model. I haven't updated that with these numbers yet. Again, production was a little bit lower than I expected here, so hopefully we can try to figure out what that reason is. The hopeful transition to Highland from Fremont will give us our best clue at that, along with the Shanghai numbers when we get those as well. So of course, you know, when we do get a little bit more information, we'll go through some more longer term forecasts. All right, just gonna see if there's any quick questions, but again, I think that mostly wraps it up. So yeah, in general, I think to kind of sum things up, a pretty nice delivery number here, 1% above consensus expectations, as we can see, about 4,000 vehicles above. And as we go into the Q4 delivery, sorry, the Q4 earnings report in a few weeks, again, this is going to be a record for Tesla, which hopefully yields record, certainly at least revenue. We've also had nice energy numbers to look forward to. Tesla at one point had mentioned maybe they would start including energy in this delivery report. We're not seeing that yet. Maybe that'll change in 2024. But a lot to be excited about with energy. Hopefully, we see a record there as well, which could mean pretty good things on the revenue line. So, you know, where we go from here, we'll look for continued progress for Berlin and Texas, if not on actual raw production numbers, at least on cost. And then we'll also continue to see the Cybertruck ramp and start to contribute more meaningfully to these numbers in the quarters in 2024. All right, but that'll wrap it up for today. So as always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on X at Tesla Podcast. And we'll see you tomorrow for the Wednesday, January 3rd episode of Tesla Daily. We'll see you guys then. Thank you.